Named after the then-famous telephone number of Scotland Yard, the headquarters of the London Metropolitan Police Force, Whitehall 1212 was a weekly crime drama radio show. It ran from November 18, 1951 until September 28, 1952. The stories were true and stated to be the plain unvarnished facts just as they occurred. The show, in their own words, presented some of the most baffling cases as hosted by the fictitious Scotland Yard Chief Superintendent John Davison. Davison was said to be curator of the Yard's Black Museum, a name given it in 1877. Artifacts in the show were the basis for the story about the crime. Whitehall 1212 was actually produced in the United States at NBC. The stories were well-researched by Percy Hoskins, chief crime reporter of the London Daily Express, and by writer-director Willis Cooper. Also, the show had the official support of the Yard. The cast were all British, which gave the show an authentic air and appeal. The stories were told from the viewpoint of the police who did the hard work in solving the case, and thus it downplays some of the more sensational aspects. In comparison, at the same time, Orson Welles was working on a show titled The Black Museum. It was a production of British commercial radio producer Harry Allen Towers and told the story in a more dramatic fashion. The two shows closely paralleled each other and ran during the same time frame. Welles' Black Museum was run in the United States on the Mutual Network from January 1st to December 30th, 1952. Whitehall 1212's Willis Cooper was noteworthy for his work on Quiet Please and Lights Out. However, working from purely factual basis for the stories limited his artistic expression. Still, the stories were well presented and compelling. Information for the synopsis was taken from the Encyclopedia of Old Time Radio and from Wikipedia. For old time radio researchers, I'm your announcer, Patrick Andre. Thank you for listening.